Hello. This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
It's what?
This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a charge on my account taken out of my bank for 58.98 and 966.996. Can you tell me what that is? Because I didn't use that. I didn't order anything.
All right, man. Well, can I start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
61802.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Tina Kellums.
All right, mister, can you verify your address for me?
1453 Betsy Ross Drive, Urbana, Illinois, 61802.
All right, so I do see an account pull up under your name. Just give me a couple minutes while I load, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, ma'am, so I do have your account pulled up. Okay, for what I'm seeing on the, what is today? Okay, on yesterday, do you recall entering a sweepstakes to win a cookware set? It says it was a Crusette.
Yeah, for $9.96, not $58 and something.
All right, ma'am. I don't see a charge for $58 on your account.
It's $58.89, and it went through my bank.
Yes, ma'am. I don't see $58.89 on my screen. The only thing I'm seeing is the charge from yesterday, and it was $5.74.
574. Well, I've got two charges, 996 and 5889. And I wouldn't have called you guys if it wasn't on my bank account because I got the number from where what it states on my bank account where the money went. The 996 and the 5889 both went to some place that like I ordered something, but I didn't order anything except a sweepstakes that I had to pay for. So that's probably a ripoff. It's a scam.
All right, ma'am. So, on my screen, I don't see the charge you're referring
Well,
to. So what I suggest is that you do call your bank and set up a dispute with them and tell them that we don't see the charge that you're referring to. So I can't do anything on my side.
oh, but you're going to because I'm not having that money taken out of my account and it went to you. And now you say, well, it didn't go to us. I'm sitting right here looking at it.
Well, ma'am, if I can't see the charge, I can't do anything about the charge. That's why I suggest you go to your bank and set up a dispute and tell them that we weren't able to find the charge that you're referring to.
And you don't see the 996 either.
No, ma'am, I don't see that one either.
But you sent one in through there for five something.
Yes, ma'am, I do see where you were charged $5.74. But I don't see anything else.
Okay, well, my bank's closed now, so I won't be able to talk to anybody. So guess I'll tackle that tomorrow. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, you couldn't help me with anything that I called about, so I guess there's nothing you can help me with.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling
Have a good
customer
day.
service, and I hope you have a great day. You too, ma'am.